enjoy our weekend breakfast platter.
Joy, my friend Kuldeep is selling his house and he is having no end of problems.
Ramesh, my dear, buying and selling real estate is like sailing on the sea. You don't need a good captain on a calm sea. Anyone can do the job. When the sea is rough, experience counts. He should have called Jay Bridgepaul of Remax West Realty to pilot his ship safely to shore.
Well, Joy, Kuldeep boat is about to capsize and he is still bailing water. You know he can't swim. So before he loses his shorts, trunks, swimming suit and doctor, throw him a lifeline.
Tell him to call the bridge at Remax West Realty, 416-418-BRIJ, and ask for Jay Bridgepaul.
Don't get caught with your head underwater. Jay Bridgepaul is the captain to navigate your real estate transactions safely to port. Call 416-418-2745.
416-418-2745.
With Canada's largest and most reliable 5G network, Rogers can help you handle anything happening this school year. Whether it's your team moving up a grade and in need of their first phone, or helping them get settled on their own for the first time. Be ready for whatever the school year has in store with Rogers Back to School Sale. Switch to the fastest internet from just $55 per month at a Global Wireless Solutions Rogers authorized dealer today. Visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton, or call 905-426-1757. To learn more. Here at Rogers, we got you.
That's right, Rogers, and of course, Caribbean Showtime want to say thank you. And of course, listen, you know, Rogers and our friend at Global Wireless Solution. And we want to say hello and welcome. We are now on television again. Sitaram, Satsri Kajia, Gudata, Sairam, Assalamu Alaikum, and welcome everybody. And this is Happy Independence, you see? Trinidad and Tobago in the left here, red, white and black. And today we are very fortunate to be doing a little bit something special for the kids going back to school. And I want to say thank you to Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari of the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir, also to Maulana Shahzad and Pandit Pastor, my good friend Robin Suku of Reg and Robin Suku Frame. Remember we used to do that commercial, Ayaya Suku Suku. Well, Pastor Robin, he is coming to do a show here with us, and you'll be seeing more and more of him. Again, thank you very, very much. Well, hope your Saturday is going good. The X is on. The air show is up and about. Welcome Chef Shiraz. You know, I can't wait to talk to him. And no, he didn't bring anything for me to eat, okay? So don't feel all over that. Driving all the way up here now. In fact, Joyce, tell me when Richard, when he come and tell him to bring something here. Want to say welcome. So, Chef Shiraz, if we could let you know, Chef Shiraz is a chef out of Trinidad and Tobago. Chef Shiraz Mohammed is the founder of Chef Shiraz Catering Company and Catering Shiraz Culinary Academy. With over 25 years of training and experience, he brings a wealth of culinary expertise and undeniable passion to the forefront. There's so much you could tell her, but I want to speak to him about it. Welcome to the program, my brother, and happy independence.
Thank you very much. Happy independence.
If you could just pull up the mic, push it forward a little bit, right.
I must say, I've been listening to your program just now there. Namaste, Sitaram, Sairam, Assalamu Alaikum, and pleasant good afternoon to everyone out there.
You know, the funny thing is that you almost sound like me, because our program, it starts with Sitaram, Satsri Akal, Jai Guru Datta, Sairam, yeah. Assalamu Alaikum, and good afternoon. And the funny thing, you know, just to say Sairam, mm-hmm. is like if it's a mantra also,
yeah.
because it didn't take any effort,
yeah.
but you know, people like yourself who are Sai devotees would feel enlightened when they hear that. Or Jai Guru Datta, you know. So I this is the opening. Well, thanks for observing that.
Of course.
Well, first of all, everybody would ask, right? Like we would ask Savita Singhanem, where's that singing girl? And of course they would tell us the temple. Really, you're young. What it is 25 years ago would have been, what, 10 years old? How you got into this cooking thing?
Sometimes they say that things happen by accident or mistake or being in the right place at the right time.
I never saw myself into food, even at this level. You know, I was just about the kitchen, even from home in Clarkson where I grew up. By the age of 17, I left Clarkson when I came into Port of Spain, and I worked in Royal Castle as a short order cook. And I think that is where it really started. I was in and out of the business, but I kept focus somewhere down the line, and I came into the business. I couldn't afford, I didn't go to any hotel school in Chagaramas, where we have that, which is unfortunately closed now. So I couldn't afford that at that time. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go the other way, which is hands-on. And listen, there's nothing as beneficial as being trained hands-on, because you get to understand the culture of the different cuisine, and working with chefs hands-on is really, really, really beneficial, I should say. It helped me. It helped me grow as a chef, because I actually started off as a dishwasher.
Mm.
Yeah, a dishwasher, then a kitchen assistant, then a line cook, then an assistant sous chef, a junior chef, a sous chef. Then I jump in as a head chef and as an executive chef as well too. So I spent almost 2 years into this industry. And this industry has been beneficial to me. As other professions, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work behind the scenes. You know how the world is over social media and the other food networks and the food show. It's glamorous. It's good, because you get a lot of insight that you haven't got before. But behind the scenes, it's a lot of hard work behind the scenes, like other professions. And it's dedicated as well.
And I mean, you're in the heat.
Yes.
Literally. you know, I myself had a couple restaurants. Mm. And when you see, I remember once, boy, we were rushing. I just came off the radio and going, we had a big catering to do.
Yeah.
And my cook, he was really, really supportive. He would bring in the line chefs and line up everything the day before, prep and everything, early in the morning. And now just to deliver.
Yeah.
I'm going to deliver this thing. He even lent me his vehicle.
Yes.
And packing the food. A couple of trees fall along his side. Not only the mess, and now how are we getting back that amount?
Yeah.
And we have to improvise. We have to send off what we could and prep cooking and things.
Yeah.
So it's really a lot of planning.
It is.
And executing timely your task. But I'm very happy to see that you talk about, you didn't go to the Chagrammas cooking classes, but where did you get some formal training? Because I'm interested to find out how now you have set up a syllabus and now teaching. So before we get to the teaching, what training you have had?
Most of my training came from, I was already in industry about 8 or 9 years. And there was a restaurant open in the Grand Bazaar, the famous Apsara restaurant. And I got a job there as the understudy for the chefs that came from India and Nepal.
Oh.
And that was my first exposure to international cuisine. I taught myself that cuisine while I'm in the kitchen there. So I worked with them for 5 years, and I literally got into the culture of the food. I got to understand the language. You know, and I test myself with the language. You know, they say I have to always come out of your comfort zone and challenge yourself. I remember going home and putting on a VHS Indian movie without subtitles. and I could relate.
Mm-hmm.
I could because I came from learning the language, the food, the culture, the menu, and you get to understand the language. And from there, I started traveling. I went to the U.S. and I started traveling. I traveled to South America, Central America, North America. And what I did, when I started make an income, I started to travel to understand food, culture, and the language. So I started to diverse, and as I tell young people, you have to invest in yourself as well. You have to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And I started that, and I went, when I traveled, I came back home, and I got different jobs. I was in airline catering as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the airline catering, I've been in the hotel industry, the airline catering, fine dining, catering. And I've kind of nurtured that. And the only culinary institute I went to was Le Cordon Bleu. Le Cordon Bleu is a French institute that is highly regarded around the world.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, and they have branched off into the North America and different part of the world now. So I went to Orlando campus, and I did authentic Italian cuisine. So that was one of the only institute I actually stepped into. And did a course eventually. But for my benefit and for my career, working with some of the best chefs that came to Trinidad and somehow I met outside of Trinidad, I was able to enhance and feed off of them and gain that knowledge, you know, and that helped me. It helped me along the way as well. So being in the industry, your reputation sort of grew. You sort of grew that reputation. Because as a chef, and I send this to any budding chefs out there, there are different levels of chef. There are different parts. There's the cruise ship, there's the airline, there's, you know, there's catering kitchen, there's a la carte, there's hotels, there's restaurant. But if you want to single out your name, to build your name, because this is what I did. I was offered a job by Hilton, Holiday Inn, Clara Suites, and I turned it down. Because I wanted to get in back to the restaurant, and they call it, I wanted to hear the noise of the customers outside, that excitement, that adrenaline. You know, you was in the restaurant there before, and that excitement, there's, as a chef, there's nothing more than that excitement. And that is where you build your name as an individual chef. If sometimes if you go to the hotels, it's good, but you kind of get lost into the hotels. So if you want to stand out as a chef, you go into the restaurant and you're building him, or the catering, and you're building him as well. So with all this experience, I was asked a few years ago, chef, why don't you give out a class, boy? Give something. Give. I said, okay. And after the COVID, I gave the online cooking class to a private institution home for kids. It was challenging to me. It was new to me. I did it. And that encouraged me to do more. So I started doing one weekend classes. We started off with the Creative International Cuisine, which is for beginners. It's an introduction to French, Italian, authentic Indian, North and South, sweet and savory pastry, and creative cooking. And this is for beginners. And I used to run that kitchen classroom in Chaguanas. The person I used to run the classroom from, she had a pastry shop. And after about 6 or 7 months, the chef, I'm moving out, you want to buy it? And I bought it over, and I converted into the Chef Shiraz Culinary Academy.
Wow.
And when people come to my classes, people at all levels come to my classes, whether you're a chef, whether you're a manager, you're a business owner, they come to get inside information. And what is important to my success in this is that the experience that I've had for 30 years. So I tell people when they come to my academy, this academy is 30 years in the making, is now taking physical form.
And I think you've been blessed, let me just say that,
yes.
Because your journey started off very humbly,
yes.
And of course, where you self-taught almost everything,
yes.
You did,
yes.
And to reach where you are, and that was an opportunity to own,
yeah.
And look what you have been able to, yeah. Do with it. Some people might think, well, let me open my restaurant.
No.
You know, let me just start the catering business.
Yeah.
But instead, you decided to go this route,
yeah.
And I think that's a refreshing way to look at it.
Yeah.
And especially, it must be satisfying when you see the young children. I mean, teaching the youngsters,
yeah.
For summer, you did
a
camp.
Yeah.
How you find the kids adapting?
Well, we have kids summer cooking classes. Then we move to Easter summer cooking classes, and last year we introduced Christmas kids cooking classes. And I tell you, the kids, they are brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
They're
gonna
tell you straight up. I don't like this. I don't like it. Not tasting good. But for me, when you cook for kids, and when you get their approval, that says a lot. You know, because they come in with their own personality. They had, you know, the kids, they like certain things. And some kids come in 9 and 10 years, and they're so mature. You know, and it's really, for me, once you do that as a chef, you deal with the kids, I think you're good to go. You're in a good spot. And once you get their feedback, because as I say, kids, they're brutally honest. They don't hold back. You know, they will tell you that.
Well, one of the things I asked you, and I thought you had already, a cookbook. Now, I know Jason and others have books out there, and you said you didn't.
Yeah.
But is that something that you're planning and
yes.
Working on?
Yes. People have been calling me recently in the last 18 months. Chef, where can we pick up your book? You know, and I've been asked about it many times. And you know what? It's in the book. It's in the work, God willing, next year it will be out. Everything is there in place. It's just to put the final product in place and get it out there and launch it. And once it's done next year, God willing, who knows, I might come back up here and we'll launch it here as well. Synergy TV, I'm part of Synergy TV as well. And Synergy TV has been asking me about it as well too. So we will launch it on Synergy TV and we will do a launching here as well too.
Well, we want to let you know we are open for you and we're very proud of you. Let me just say, convey our respect and love to Stephen Rees, the host of the show, and O'Brien. So, O'Brien, tell him his good friend Piper, Andrew Bowen, is now here in Canada.
Okay.
And we work very closely. He's part of the studio here now.
Right.
And they're good friends, I understand. Yeah. But you talk about Italian, you talk about Indian.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what is your twist when it comes to Trinidad cooking? Anything that Chef Shiraz has dabbled with and make you a unique twist it?
One of the things that, I must say first of all, our cuisine is very rich in history.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have made a huge impact in the culinary world where traditional cuisine is concerned. Look at our doubles. Look at our bacon shack. Our bacon shack was rated by Andrew Zimmerman some years ago as the top 5 in the world. Our doubles, I think, is top 10 in the world. You know, so we have a huge heritage. So I was explaining to someone, I had to talk to two colleges in Canada. I was talking to two lecturers in Canada here recently. They were saying, Chef, if you're going to come to Canada to give a lecture or a workshop on food, are you going to do the same Italian? I said, no, we're not going to do that. So what will you offer? I said, West Indian gourmet.
Gourmet.
They said, West Indian gourmet. We're going to take the same pilau, same callaloo, cinnamon plantain or fried plantain, and we're going to put a twist to that. I'm going to put it as a gourmet. Plate it, how you plate it, how you present. It's all about plating and presentation as well too. So you could take a nice chicken pilau or any kind of pilau your preferences and plate it nice with a little coleslaw, a little cinnamon plantain. And they say, oh, that sounds interesting. So it's good to take our food, because I know a lot of cuisines, the authentic Indian cuisine, there's a chef, I think it's the name of the restaurant, Tamil, I think in New York. He does that with his cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
So my twist is that, like I take in my class, there's a dish I do of many. I do a hash brown. And the hash brown is plantains, cassava, and sweet potatoes. So instead of just potatoes, which you get in North America and all over the world, we use our ground provisions as well too. And we enhance it as well too. So when we do that, I toss it up with some onions and pimentos and all our herbs. And then I dust some coconut milk powder on it. You know, and that is my version of our hash brown.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm doing that. But what's interesting is our spices. We had a lot of culinary events back home. And in 2010, there was an international food festival where the tourism brought in a lot of chefs from around the world. And we had a meet and greet in the Hilton for about 2 days. And I took our fine thyme, our pimentos, our shadow benny, our local celery, to the hot pepper to them. And these chefs were just amazed. They were amazed at the rich culture and herbs and spices that we have in Trinidad. You know, and we as a community, as a country, we had to keep exporting it.
You probably spoke to other chefs in the Caribbean, but one of the things I know a lot of Guyanese don't like the bandana.
Yeah.
But you find outside if anybody else use it or like it?
Yeah, yeah. I were in Newfoundland in 2017. There was an exchange of chefs with the Canadian culture from Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and Vancouver. They came, 6 of them came to Trinidad. And we had an exchange, and 6 of us came to Canada. And the shadow benny, they were just blown away by the shadow benny. But remember, the Caribbean islands, they are different spices, like pimentos we use them. In Grenada, that is seasoned peppers. The podina in Grenada, they call it pomanpo. Because I remember when we did the Cricket World Cup in 2007, we did the different islands, right? And I was the official chef. 2007 World Cup cricket in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the consultant. I was actually cooking for all the teams. That was my job. My job was dealing with all the dietitians from all the teams and preparing meals on the day for the different teams.
Wow.
Down to the finals in Barbados. So when we go down to the islands, there are different spices, but there are similarity but different names. We have been doing stuff in Guyana right now. We are in Guyana doing stuff as well too. And the shadow benny. The Guyanese culture is similar to us. It's very, very similar. But the spices they use, they're not much, as you say, in the shadow benny. But other chefs, other countries are into the shadow benny once it's available. Because it's is the opposite or the equivalent to the cilantro.
Yes, it is a family.
But our shadow bunny is more powerful, I say more pungent, more powerful, I think. It is. Mm-hmm. Because when you're doing a mango chow, any chow, the first thing you're looking for is garlic, shadow bunny, and hot pepper. Them are the three staples for any chow.
Well, for anything. Yesterday I'm making some barbecue sauce. And this was something I was trying to bottle a long time ago, and I got stopped by the food and whoever they were. Because I call it an oyster sauce, they said that there was no oyster extract in it. You can't call it.
Yeah.
And the lady who was explaining to me, she said, this is silly. Why don't you tell them beef doesn't have any beef, steak doesn't have any steak in it, steak sauce.
Yeah.
But when I told her the ingredients, the lime and the banana and the garlic and the pepper and the sugar and things, she said, that sounds really good. So I make barbecue sauce like oyster sauce with a little more ketchup. And, you could burn the barbecue, it still tastes nice.
Yeah.
What would you on Independence Day? You were catering a big event for the Prime Minister and the opposition, everybody. What would a table spread look like to represent in a fine dining setting Trinidad and Tobago Independence spread? What would you recommend?
We will have all the highlights of our cuisine. Definitely all the highlights. And there's a lot of programs like these because we do for a lot of these state companies or catering. Like the aviation, the airport authority, and stuff like that. And they will call, but we give a local spread. They can shark. But we will, what we do, we have everything set there, like doubles, bacon, shark, but it wouldn't be put together, it'd just be single.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come to the table, they get the opportunity to put together the one bacon shark, or to put the one doubles together with all the condiments at the side. You know, you must have a pilau, you must have a barbecue chicken, you must have a macaroni pie.
Kalaloo.
Now, on my macaroni pie, when I do my cooking, I always think about vegetarian. I always think about healthy. So I make my macaroni pie with no eggs. And even my son says, Dad, how come you make that? And it's so fluffy and it's raised. And I say, it's just a hand. So yeah, you will have all these staples, all the macaroni pie. You will have the callaloo. You have a little red bean. You must throw a dal. Because dal, some people just have it dal as appetizer as well. But you take that dal and you put a little cuchula, and you mix it, or you have a little upagar on the side. Some people have a dal with a little upagar and a little kuchila, and they have it as an appetizer as well.
What's an upagar?
Upagar is roasted eggplant or baigan, tomatoes, hot pepper.
Oh, okay.
When your boys go to the river.
Murtani. Oh, gosh, upagar.
So, right, so Murtani, you take some Murtani,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in that dal with a little kuchila in it, and you have that.
Mamu.
Listen, I don't have appetite, you know.
Yeah, kuchila and mar.
Listen now, we used to eat mar a long time. The mar.
Yes, and
put a little rice in it.
Yes, a little bit of two grain of rice.
Yeah, that as well. Look, we talk about the baigan or the eggplant. When my mother used to roast the baigan a long time, the head, when that come off, you put salt and thing on that.
You know, something. See, now we're talking food, and I don't understand. Long time, when you want to make something, you take some rice, frico, and sugar, and mix it up. You ever eat that?
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat the condensed milk and roti and the places
there?
So I was wondering if how many people remember that rice and the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Zabuka, sprinkle some sugar in it and scoop it out there. So for
sweet biscuit. Roti. I remember, well, we have siblings of seven, and I remember when my parents go out and be alone.
Yeah.
Listen, the number one cook is sweet roti, you know. People said, what are you talking about? Sweet roti now is pancakes.
Yes, eh?
It's literally now pancakes, and that was a big cook for us, or a fish broth or something like that. We always doing something. My cousin is in Claxton where I grew up, close to the fishing bay. We go down to the fishing bay, we have family who had both mullet fish. People say mullet is a lower grade of fish,
mm-hmm.
but when you get that fresh and you roast that in the fire just to a little lime and pepper sauce, you get to go there.
We want to tell you a little bit about your cousin sitting on the studio here. Those of you who would know our good friend from KL, Khalil from KL Import, the late Khalid, and his brother is sitting here in the studio. And so Khalil was your cousin.
Yeah.
First cousin.
Yeah, cousin.
But so I would make the relationship, okay? So this is Chef Shiraz here. Chef Shiraz, I want to say thank you. You make us very, very proud. And of course, everybody listening, look, you know what I find when we look at it's what is called Creole food, the pilau.
Mm-hmm.
The Kalalu. By the way, most of our dishes in the Caribbean is not really our own. It came with influence from Portugal.
Yes.
The Portuguese, all over. And I was watching a documentary about that recently. Yeah. Nothing really is ours, to say, from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But when you look at, you mentioned dal. Dal is a thing everybody likes.
Yeah.
But it's not one that is celebrated or put out there like the Kalalu and the macaroni pie and the shoe chicken and, and the greens. And the, so, I don't know, curry goat, another one. I mean, those are delicacies that everybody enjoy.
Yeah.
But in that, when we talk about the Trini's lunch, we're talking about macaroni pie, the boiled plantain, the Kalalu, the stuff like that.
Yeah.
You find the Indian influence, beside the doubles, everybody didn't embrace it as much, but as a tradition, a traditional dish. What are we missing from that spread with the Kalalu and macaroni pie? I mean,
Definitely roti. The roti, listen, I have people calling me recently. They want to come and learn how to make the doubles, the bara. They want to make our classes on the roti alone. So our roti, you know, in Trinidad, especially any holiday, like this weekend, the roti shop's home. There's
easy.
Long
close up,
2 weeks in advance, they close off, you know. You call almost any roti maker, whether it's Bassap Shat, whether it's Dal Puri, whatever it is. You had to order at least 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And I'm talking about before, all citizens, all citizens from all background in Trinidad and Tobago, line up for that roti. You know, so roti is a big staple.
For Christmas, and that's it. So we are not including. I find that is something, a hidden part of it, that they're not putting out there with the regular stuff. But we know the duck and Dal Puri is a must. And that Kalalu will come after. You can eat it anytime.
Yeah, of course.
Well, before we let you go, I want to thank you. But you're here for another reason.
Yes.
You came in with the cricket team that is called...
the Trinbago Youngster Story and Cricket Academy.
Right.
I'm also one of the founders and the assistant manager for that cricket academy. There's a lot of talent in cricket in Trinidad and Tobago. There's a lot of... And I think there's so much talent, there's no space for a lot of the talented boys. And what we have done, we are cricketing parents, have followed our boys, whether it's England, the Caribbean, the US, Canada, we have followed them over the years. So we formed this academy, and we invite and we look at the younger players to bring them abroad to give them that opportunity as well too. So we expose them. So our goal in that, our benefit, there's no financial rewards in this. The reward in this for us is if one of, or two of our boys catch the eye of a coach in a foreign country, that's it for us. So we create the opportunity for them as well too. And this is our two-time in Canada, my second time in Canada with the team, and we are very happy to be here. We have met some interesting people, very, very interesting people. And the locals here, or the Trinidadians here, or the Caribbean people, they have really opened their arms to us. And it has been so, so good, the hospitality. I must say, I was telling my colleagues and them this morning or last night. Back home, I haven't eaten, or I don't eat as much roti as I eat here. Listen, I guess some of the best paratha here.
Really?
Honestly.
And let me tell you, what I find too is that we have some of the best paratha, dal puri, and doubles. The reason I believe is that the oil and the flour and how frequently change the oil, etc.
Yeah.
Compared to the doubles van, whom using the oil till it get pink.
Yeah.
But so I think we have that the ingredients fresh and nice. Then your son is on the team. What's his name?
Samir Mohammed. Samir Mohammed. He's on the team.
Tell me a little bit about him now.
Samir, he was originally he started playing for the E Zone. All the different age group he played for the E Zone, and he was selected on the SSCL, the Secondary Schools Cricket League. Normally, on a regular basis, every few years, they pick a team to go to England. He was on that team in 2017, and he has grown. He's 8 years now in Queen's Park Cricket Club. He used to attend Hillview College. He was part of the Hillview College cricket team that broke all the records as well, too. He's in UWE. He's going to start next month. He's going to start a studio in UWE. He's in business management. He helps me in my culinary academy with all my graphics and all my paperwork, and then he helps me with that as well too. So he's a right hand spinner, and he's a left hand batsman as well.
Oh,
yeah.
And I want to say hello to your wife also. What's her name? She's
Sundri Keita Singh.
What's her name?
Sundri.
Sundri.
Yes.
Well, she answered the phone while you were washing your hand this morning. So to you if you're listening, thank you. And of course, she must be Doko Kanting home.
Opposite.
She's have cooked because you cook in all day.
Because a lot of people ask me, Chef, you have a lot to do home at cook. I said, no. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the local food that she cooks. I enjoy it because I embrace the local food. And, she comes from a good generation of cooking local food. And I love the local food. And a lot of people ask me, Chef, so people always get the impression as a chef, you eat these nice exotic meals every time you sit down and eat food. And I said, no. So I said, Chef, what do you eat? What do you have? I said, well, to be honest, I like a good cup of tea and a good garlic bread or a dinner roll or something like that. Very, very, very simple. Or some crack, or some crisps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that. I said, really? I said, I'm good with that. Because when people ask me two things on a regular basis, what is your favorite meal or what do you like to eat most of all? I said, listen, good food is meant to sit down and have in good company. I'm with good people. And people ask me another question, what makes Chef Charles signifies with food? And what could I say that describes me with food? I've been in this business for 2 years. And to last so long in this business, you have to be doing something good. Right? And I said, my kitchen is like an art gallery. And my plate is my canvas.
Yeah.
And that's the best way I could explain it.
Well, an artist indeed, and we want to say thank you for being here with us. Congratulations to your son and the team. I know they had a good time. And wrapping up quickly, I know there are so many people that I want to say hello to. Yeah. Do you want to take some time?
A few people here. And as I said before, the hospitality has been so great here. I want to thank Ms. Joyce and Mr. Nizam. Great couple. They are like our people on the ground here.
Mm-hmm.
They sort out everything for us. They're really tremendous. We want to say thanks to Alvin and Melissa, another couple. Derek Pereira and the OCA family, which is the Ontario Cricket Academy, Mr. Rizwan Mohammed, the Nitro family as well too, Adrian's family, Steve Mohammed, my cousin as well, Mr. Shivad Radhika's Hot and Spicy, the general manager and staff at the Four Points by Sheraton on Dixie Road, they're very nice at us. Chef Millie is known as Roti Bai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he knows us Roti Bai. He hosted us last night as well too. We got a visit from the Trinidad Consulate in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We got a visit from the mayor and the councillor, Mississauga Brampton as well too. So it's really, really welcoming. The last time we were here, we had a lot of obstacles, but this time around, it was really, really welcoming, and we really thank everybody in Canada who really welcomed us at open arms, the hospitality, the love. And one of the things that Trinbago youngsters are built on, as one of the founders, love, love, love.
All right. Well, thank you, and thank you for coming and sharing with us today. You know, we couldn't have you come, and this is what we want to bring you on to share you and show you off to the world. And we were very proud of you. I want to tell you, keep it up, and hope the next time you make here one of your regular stops, all right?
Thanks very much.
Well, that's Chef Shiraz, and we're wrapping it up here today. Thank you very much. Of course, we continue as we say. Happy Independence again. You know,
yes.
I know you're leaving tonight to go home, but again, we still have some time to enjoy. We want to take this one as Abhishek take us out with this one here as we celebrate, and again, sending out congratulations and happy anniversary to our Twin Island Republic, all the nationals that are watching.
I love you. 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 I love Nestled at 875 Milner Avenue, Unit 106 in Scarborough, our vibrant menu showcases a variety of mouth-watering Caribbean Chinese and traditional curries to warm roti and flavorful vegetarian options. There's something to satisfy every craving. For a limited time, our party trays, large special chicken fried rice, chicken on top, is only $99, and a small tray is only $65. Regular large chicken fried rice tray for only $90, or small tray for $50. Vegetable fried rice, only $60 for large and $40 for a small tray. Remember, any of these trays can be half rice, half chow mein. Speak with our catering coordinator about your next event. Come join us and let the flavors of the Caribbean wash over you. Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, 416-286-WAVE. 416-286-9283.
Attention parents, exciting news from SDCC Dance Academy. We are now accepting registrations for our fall classes. Give your child the opportunity to dive into the vibrant world of Indian dance, where artistry and tradition come together. Under the expert guidance of choreographers trained by legends like Pandit Durga Lal Ji and Pandit Birju Maharaj, along with workshops from renowned artists Rohit Gijare and Divish Mirchandani. Don't miss this incredible chance. Come dance with us and experience the rhythm of India in every step. Call 416-722-3998 or visit us at stccdanceacademy.com. Your child's unforgettable dance journey begins with us.
When thinking of shipping a barrel, box, or sending money back home, think of the name you can trust. Think Lapakan. Lapakan has been serving our community for over 25 years, and a significant portion of every dollar spent at Lapakan goes to work in our community, here and back home. Together, we are making a difference. For your shipping and money transfer needs, call Lapakan, 416-292-4370. Lapakan, the name we can trust.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Oh,
Well, as we continue here on Shabnam Radio, we want to say we are not a talk show, Mr. Joey Singh, but thanks for asking. And you know, when we do programs, it's not as if we have a special format. There are times where we take a chance and a break to bring some important issues, like we did this morning with the, a little prayer from the different faith-based religion. So those of you, you know, there's a knob on your radio that says on and off. You just turn it off. I've been getting a text here about the pundit, freaking out about pundit talking about roti. Roti is not healthy. This is how petty people are. The roti is not a healthy thing. And then they're going on and on. And I don't want to debate them. All I have to do is a block. So if you don't like what you're listening, all you have to do is to turn off the radio. Simple. Easy. Joey Singh, let me tell you, I will draw you a map, which part to find the off button. So feel free to do that. As we continue, however, we keep in you company, we want to bring you some nice music. And again, thank you for staying with us. We want to say thank you again to Chef Shiraz for dropping by. And of course, Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari, Maulana Shahzad, and Pastor Robin Suku for being part of the program today. Well, here we go with some more music and, let's see, this is a tribute to Sundar Popo done here by Chris Garcia. Chris Garcia, you remember him? The Chutney Bacchanal man. Hey, the telephone number 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772.
Shabnamradio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
With Canada's largest and most reliable 5G network, Rogers can help you handle anything happening this school year. Whether it's your teen moving up a grade and in need of their first phone, or helping them get settled on their own for the first time. Be ready for whatever the school year has in store with Rogers' back-to-school sale. Switch to the fastest internet from just $55 per month out of Global Wireless Solutions, Rogers authorized dealers today. Visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton, or call 905-426-1757. To learn more. Here at Rogers, we got you.
It's up and running.
Up and running.
ShopNomRadio.com. Streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Hey, we want to say hello to Wati. Yeah, fun to talk about Wati's. Hey, Wati and the ladies at Authentic City Cuisine, this one for you. Hello to Manahamri, we can't forget all, you know. Hey, Sister Mina celebrating a birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Hey Javika, how you doing, girl? Happy Independence, Javika. Hey Joey, I'm not going to debate you, no, Mamu. Yeah, what's going on? I'm not going to debate you, brother. Hey, don't forget Authentic Roti. You want to get it at Authentic Trini. Sister Mina, we understand you're celebrating a birthday, you know. We had a message all the way from England. Coming up next with a tune for you. Hey, Sister Mina, your friends from London wanted to say happy, happy birthday. Mina Ramnarayana. Happy birthday, Scarborough, and she'll be listening to your show on Saturday. Please, could you wish her a happy birthday on the show? Well, happy birthday, Sister Mina. And again, it's coming all the way. I think it's just your sister Shirley in London sending lots of love to you. She had to get up early to send us this text, and we have to make sure we send you that special birthday greeting. So we're going to do this one for you, starting it off. We have it lined up, Abhishek. This is her favorite song. So we want to wish you a happy birthday again, Sister Mina. Happy birthday, my sister, from your loving husband, Perth. Not forgetting the children, the grandchildren, the in-laws, and all of us here at Shabnam Radio, Caribbean Showtime TV. And Wendy and Justin and baby Nadia, Abhishek, all of us send lots of love to you with God's choicest blessing on this your birthday. Not forgetting your friends in New York, London, Miami and Guyana. Happy birthday, my sister.
खुशबू कब दूर पवन से कब दूर बाहर चमन से ये बंधन तो प्यार का बंधन है जन्म का संगम है दूर पवन से कब दूर बाहर चमन से Thank you.
को बिछा देंगे हम
Hey, before we leave you on television, I want to remind you that Imdad Old Islamic Center is having their Umrah in November, and they're asking if you want to make and reserve your seat, limited spots available. That package will include flight, hotel, breakfast, transportation, one night in Jeddah, and much more. So give them a call, and that's for double 3,995, triple 3,595, and quad is $3,495. Leaving on November 5th, coming back on the 16th of November. Call 905-303-8954. Stay tuned, Shabdam. We'll tell you more about this. I want to say thank you again to the Imdad Ul Islamic Jamaat for a wonderful, wonderful school package they made and put together. Thank you very much. Everybody received them with love indeed, and it was well, well done. And for those of you who continue to give in Guyana, Trinidad, and locally here for the children going back to school, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. What? Oh no. Sister Mina, hope you enjoy that one. And of course, happy birthday again from your loving husband, Pert. Not forgetting the kids and of course the grandchildren. Also, the devotees at the Shiva Mandir in Scarborough, Pandit Lekram, wanted to extend to you a happy, happy birthday together with all the devotees. Brother Ban Singh, how are you doing, brother? And of course, we have more greetings to share with you, and we're getting up to close to 3 minutes before we leave you. Just want to say quickly hello to La Park and Shipping and Money Transfer, Jean, and of course, Ricky and the gang. It's a long weekend, so whatever you will be doing, have fun, be safe. Those of you heading out to the X, it's looking good so far. You know, in Brampton here, you're driving and you're seeing a lot of the planes flying by really slow, low, and it's a treat indeed. So be careful when again going out to the X. It's kind of, again, the last few days will be crowded. To those of you who will be looking for catering, I want to tell you about the Scarborough area that we have the Caribbean Wave restaurant. Don't forget to check them out. Mr. Sagam Ram Mandir, they're having their show coming up, and that is on the 7th, and that's next weekend. Don't forget, and there are lots of Trinidad Independence celebration yet to come. They would be at Nathan Phillips Square, and of course the CN Tower would be lit up in the red, white, and black this evening. We'd still try to see if we could get our Consul General to give us a call, but we still have time. So as we say goodbye for now, we take you out with this one, David Rother, and of course saying thank you for watching. Bye-bye for now. Abhishek, let's get that one going.